Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Let's talk about baby bats, and not just any bats, but the really cute puppies of the sky Egyptian fruit bats.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Oh, they're so cute.
Are they? I don't know if I know the difference between what lots of bats look like, although I saw one that looked like a donut on the internet last week. Like a donut with little claws.
Wow. Yeah, no. So Egyptian fruit bats, quite large, and they really look like flying foxes. They got those furry faces, those cute bright eyes, big black leathery wings. But during the day, they sleep in caves. Mm-hmm. And at night, they fly out in these big communal flocks. Like if you've ever seen videos of all the bats coming out of the caves, they kind of do that sort of thing. Well, one of the things they were wondering was, how do baby fruit bats learn to navigate? Because fruit bats don't use echolocation.
Oh, really? I thought they all did.
Nope. They are visual and scent find the things in the world animals. Well, it turns out that these mother fruit bats.
That sounded like a curse.
You mother fruit bat.
I'm going to totally start saying that. Anyway, tell us about what the baby fruit bats do.
Well, they spend their first 3 weeks nursing while their mom forages. So she gives birth to the baby. The baby holds on to mom. Mom is flying around eating fruit with this little baby bat stuck on her chest. Okay. After 3 weeks, these little babies start getting kind of heavy. And so the mothers leave them in the cave and they fly out, forage for a while, come back, nurse, fly out, forage, come back. And then it's daytime. And so the scientists wanted to figure out, how in the world do they, these babies, figure out how to find fruit in trees? Mm-hmm. There's a paper in Current Biology from November 2021, led by Professor Yossi Yovel of the Department of Zoology at Tel Aviv University. The researchers thought that the pups were learning how to navigate while they were hanging upside down, holding on to their mothers. Mm-hmm. And then some of them were saying, that's dumb. That can't possibly be true. So they attach GPS devices to the mothers and their pups in a cave near Tel Aviv, and discovered that they can fly now. They lead mm-hmm. them out of the cave to a tree. And when day comes, I'm going to fly back. I'll take you back to the cave.
Oh.
But see, by about 8 to 10 weeks, the mom's tough love, they fly away and they leave them in the cave. And the baby bats are flying out to that first tree.
Okay.
That nursery tree. Mm-hmm. And then if the pup doesn't follow her, she goes back and she's like, come on, kid, you got to follow me to the tree. So it's this gradual following of the mother back and forth from the cave to the nursery tree as they learn how to navigate the world outside the cave.
Sounds a lot like training your dog.
Right?
Yeah, that's really, I would never have thought to ask that question to begin with of like, how do the babies learn?
They figure it out. I mean, they go, they get fruit.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating to that process of, well, they stay in the cave, then they get to come out a little bit.
That they have to go out to the nursery tree and kind of figure out how to orient. Oh, and that was the other thing. So once they're out in this nursery tree, once they get old enough, mom doesn't stop at the tree and say, okay, kid, back to the cave. She just flies right past the tree and goes into the cave.
If you're dumb enough not to figure it out, kids, stay out there all day.
And they'll leave them there for a while. And a lot of them are like, oh, I guess we need to fly back. And yeah, so it's definitely, you know how to get to the park. Now I'm just going to go home.
Yes. Follow after me, please. Oh, I want to see the size of those trackers because a baby fruit bat's probably awfully small.
When I did the Smithsonian Zoo, we had trackers on the golden lion tamarin monkeys.
Really?
And the tracker was like the size of one of those wrapped caramels with a big antenna on it.
Oh, and that was like 20 years ago, right? So
that was more than 20 years ago. And I don't want to talk about that. Okay, so to get back to the little bats. So yeah, no echolocation. They're just, they're slowly learning how to explore their world with the training wheels.
Wow, that's great. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.